This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Cabo Jim Schaller.
Welcome, Good Neighbors, to episode number 152 of the Good Neighbor Podcast, Estero. Today we have Good Neighbor Denise DeGemis from Naples Move Managers. Denise, welcome.
Hi, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. I'm excited to learn a little bit more about what you do and get to know more about you personally as well, too. So without further ado, let's jump right in. And why don't you share a little bit about what you do over at Naples Move Managers?
Sure. Well, we are a concierge moving service, which is not to be confused with a mover. We work with movers and we handle all the tasks involved for relocating, organizing, and downsizing. Our services are tailored to every project. And, you know, sometimes when people are moving or remodeling, there's so many chores that need to be done in addition to packing and unpacking. Homeowners don't even think about it until they get rolling. And most movers don't do it. So most of our clients are seniors, and we help with their relocation projects with everything they need.
Absolutely. And moving isn't that easy. I've done it a number of times myself, and I could use some help for sure. So let's back up a little bit. How did you get involved in this industry?
Well, actually, it was pretty serendipitous. I was a realtor in Naples with a prominent company, and I was sitting in open house for another realtor. And I didn't know until after the fact that that day would change my life, because the homeowner, as it turns out, was owned a company called Naples Senior Moving. And she wasn't only selling her house, she was selling her business. So I talked to her and everything, you know, progressed, and I loved the business model and it felt like the perfect fit for me. So I bought her business. It was Naples Senior Moving then, which was started in 2010. And we rebranded to Naples Move Managers in 2017.
Very nice. So that's exciting. I guess starting a business can be a little, I'm going to say intimidating, but maybe a little scary sometimes if you haven't done that before. What type of challenges or obstacles did you go through now that maybe you can look back at now and said, you know what, I went through it, but now I'm in a better place?
A lot of challenges. Yeah. We grew the business. It was mostly operational, and then it was staff, which is a challenge for most small businesses. I was actually a realtor and always self-employed, but didn't have employees or a staff. So that was, learning how to juggle all of that was a challenge, but I've got very lucky and I have a fabulous team. So, they pick up a lot of the slack that I can't handle, and I work on the business now rather than in the business.
And that's great. The team is important. And yeah, it's quite different from being in business for yourself to being in where you're managing people as well. So that can be a little difficult. Mm-hmm. So are there any maybe myths or misconceptions surrounding what you do that we could clear up for our listeners?
Well, like I said, a lot of people hear move or mover and they think we're a mover and we're move managers. It's a newer industry, so people aren't familiar with it. And a few move management companies do run moving companies, but most of them don't. Conversely, though, most moving companies are not move managers. And we work with the movers, so we make really a perfect marriage. They don't even know what we do until we call in a mover and say, okay, you know, these people that we're helping need these services, and we're going to manage everything. And the other myth per se is that all movers are awful, because I hear a lot of complaints about movers. There are definitely some good ones, and we help people to choose the right one. So that's really key. Sometimes movers do give us business too. And like you said, it's a really difficult time. So we take the stress away, and we really want to educate people better on how we differ from a traditional moving company. So we're happy to recommend move managers in other areas because there's other people that do what we do and we all work in tandem. So moving doesn't have to be a bad experience. We actually make it stress-free and sometimes even fun.
Absolutely. And partnering with the right mover too is important, you know, because you need to work together on that. Do you see anything? I mean, you were in real estate as well too. And now the move management business, do you see anything maybe trending in the area or changing recently?
Yes, it's not quite as crazy as, let's say, day one of COVID, because that's when for us business went wild. You can imagine people weren't here and they wanted their belongings taken care of. They wanted us to ship things. And then, you know, things were really, really booming in the last few years. So I think it's kind of, you know, leveling off. Some people will say, I don't want to be negative, that it's a downturn, but I think it's going just back to pre-COVID or pre-pandemic right now. You know, most of our customers, like I said, are seniors. So the seniors are getting younger because I'm one of them. So the baby boomers are coming in. So, and they're kind of a, you know, it's a different mindset because, you know, my generation, we want to do a lot, you know, ourselves. We don't need somebody to do everything. So we're there to, you know, give a menu what we do and they can do what they want to do too. So we work with them. Yeah.
That is great. I love that. So are you from Southwest Florida originally?
No, I'm from Connecticut and I kind of did a lot of traveling and have been in Naples for 28 years. So,
wow. What brought you to Naples?
Family. So I had, my aunt was there and I, you know, I went and visited and I, you know, like so many other people, I was like, this is where I want to be. So been there a long time, seen a lot of changes.
We all come down here and fall in love with the place and want to be here year round. So I know owning a business can be very demanding of your time, but what do you enjoy doing outside of work?
Let's see, outside of work. Well, I'm a workaholic. So luckily, I love my business because it's fun to me. But I like to be outside. Walking is key. Swimming and, you know, occasionally paddle boarding. Just taking up golf again. It's been a long time. And, you know, socializing and, you know, yoga and meditation are really good for me. I'm pretty much in high gear, so that calms me down, keeps me centered. Like to, you know, play some, you know, cards and parlor games, as we call them, with my friends. And, you know, I think really, you know, really since the pandemic, I became more of a homebody. And so it helped me to realize what I do really is my passion, because I'm always organizing myself and moving things around in my own house too. So that's one of my hobbies, kind of.
Okay. But learning new things by doing that, right?
Absolutely. Always learning. Yeah.
There you go. So is there one thing that you wish our listeners knew about what you do that maybe they aren't aware of?
I wish that they knew that they had a need for our services and understood what it is that we do. Because, you know, like I said, it's a growing industry. People say to me all the time, what's a move manager? And then I explain, we do, you know, we have a list of 30 services that we offer and can handle everything that you need in a move that you never think about. You know, you might need your pet transferred or your car transferred or, you know, items sold, all kinds of things. So we would like to let people know that we're out there and available. And, you know, you don't have to be stressed out even if you're not there. We have lots of times when we work with families from all over and we can work virtually and ship things off and get everything done without them even coming into town. And, you know, personally and professionally, I have to deal, of course, with a lot of companies on my own. And I find that it's getting to be kind of frustrating doing business with people. Are they going to show up? Are they going to show up on time? Do they know what they're doing? You know, did they just lose a staff member? You know, times have changed and we're really proud that we're not a company like that. We go, you know, 110% to meet expectations. So, yeah, just really want people to know that there's help out there and we'll hold their hand through the whole process, no matter what they need done.
Yes, especially with people being stretched so thin for time nowadays and they're being pulled in so many different directions. It's nice to have somebody like you take some of that pressure off them and still get things done when they don't have the time.
Right. Yeah. So we don't sleep at night. We let them sleep at night.
There we go. So how would our listeners go about contacting you if they are interested in learning more or need to make a move?
Sure. Well, Lisa is our customer service rep and she's our go-to girl. So she handles our, you know, incoming calls initially, sets up estimates and can answer any questions. Her number is 239-860-3595. Or visit our website, naplesmovemanagers.com. That's managers with an S. You can find me on there if you have business or event related questions or business development. Happy to chat. And Lisa loves to chat. So she's a good one to call.
Perfect. Perfect, Denise. It's been a pleasure getting to know you. Thank you for being such a good neighbor. And I hope to see you on the community soon.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Jim.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Astera. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpastero.com. That's gnpastero.com. Or call 239-296-2621.